Congratulations on that. You brought together nearly the whole reporting chain, preparer, auditor, analyst, and the government even putting out the regulations. So that's it gives a good perspective, you know, what we are talking about. I think there was clearly a call to consolidate the indicators on the one side, because there are too many people in the space, you know, putting out different regulations on it. And I guess just to on the side, I compare compare everybody's familiar with the COSO cube. I think we need a sustainability cube to put it down in a more practical way, what we are trying to accomplish on the one side, the indicators, and then what I call what I call the three P's, the products, people, physical infrastructure, and processes. So we have a simple way to understand what we're talking about on sustainability reporting. So that's just a suggestion here. Specific questions to solar, you mentioned, couple of funds control 20 trillion in market cap. Now, obviously, if I look at the company's side, there isn't hardly, I don't know of any company with a trillion in revenue. So there's much more consolidation on the funding side, on the investor side. And my question to Zora would then be, do you have a profile view of these couple of fund managers you mentioned, what their ranking is on looking at the various pieces of the reporting, which gives us insight? And to Tom, I used to talk to a lot of analysts when I was CFO, are you getting involved with the analysts? Do you have a kind of a picture, what's going to happen? And the additional question would be, you do a lot of recycling, which is obviously very good and amazing what you guys are doing. How are you able to put this additional cost into the pricing in your market, just as an example? I'd like to understand your cost accounting a little better in this regard.